There are plenty of high school events going on today. River Valley plays at Richland Center. It's the opening of the Southwest Wisconsin Conference. I asked Coach Jane Briel of River Valley about the start of the season.
I'm very pleased with the way that our kids have come in and their mental focus and honestly with their approach at the plate, probably mostly. Because, you know, sometimes that can be an issue for players that struggle to carry an at-bat out to the field with them defensively, and then it hurts their defensive game. So as far as that goes, I've been pretty pleased with some of the things we've been doing. But we have 8 kids all in different positions right now compared to last year. So this time of year is learning for us. And I, you know, unfortunately, we've had a lot of our preseason games canceled so far. So we've only gotten a few in, but, you know, at least we've gotten them in and we've been able to see some things.
Well, you play at Richland Center and you kind of know what to expect this year, don't you?
We sure do. You know, the kids know that every game in our conference is going to be a tough game for us this year because every single one of our conference schools has a large amount of talent on it. So, you know, I guess for us it's less about who we're playing and more about how we are performing and the things that we are doing within our team. So that's where I'd like our focus to stay, is to continue to work on the things that are going to make us better.
Here the Blackhawks take on the Hornets today at Richland Center High School. They have the game on WRCO Radio. Here is Hornets coach Jamie Gander.
You can kind of see it in practice. We look a little rusty first night back off spring break. And, you know, the kids are working hard, though. We're making corrections, and we're trying to just move forward. The weather hasn't cooperated real well, though, either.
You would have liked to have gotten the game in on Monday. It turned out to be maybe nicer than originally predicted.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I don't know what the conditions were in Mauston, but they just called and said that it wasn't going to happen. So, unfortunately, you know, that would have been a good night to have gotten a game in. You know, now we're looking at playing River Valley here with quite a stretch off, which would have been nice to get some at-bats. You know, going into conference, you always like to kind of have your ducks in a row, and I'm not sure, you know, where we're at right now. Just it's been a little bit of a dry spell getting some games in. So.
It's really hard for me to judge. I mean, it's early on, but almost all your conference teams lost in games last night. I mean, so what do you take of that?
Yeah, I was looking at that, and I don't know. There's some teams there that I thought were going to be, you know, and who knows? I don't know who they pitched. I think a couple of them did pitch their starters, but, you know, I think this year that conference is wide open, and that's what we keep telling the girls. You know, it's been 30 years this year since Richland Center won a conference championship. So, you know, I keep telling them, keep that in mind. You know, it's there. We have what it takes, I believe, to do that. But it's just, we got to get everything clicking again. And, you know, like last year, you kind of seen the progression. We were a work in progress, and I think we're ahead of last year right now, but there's also some positions that still need some work.
Here are the game tonight on WRCO Radio. Pre-game time around 4:50. Also, the Richland Center soccer girls will be at River Valley. That's a 5 o'clock kickoff time today. There's track action at Lancaster. Several schools involved, including the Richland Center Hornets. Golf action for Southwest Conference teams at Dodge Point Country Club this afternoon. Getting underway with tee-off time at 4 o'clock. For Riverdale, their varsity softball team will be at Cuba City this afternoon for a 4:30 start time. Weston's baseball team is home against DeSoto, and Ithaca Weston softball plays at Seneca this afternoon. Kickapoo will be taking on North Crawford at North Crawford in Ridge and Valley Conference play. There's track action coming up this weekend for the Ithaca Weston track teams. They're coached by Gina Lorenz.
We probably have about a dozen boys out, girls. We need more girls. We could recruit.
Uh-huh.
Yes, we could use a few more girls.
And it seems like it goes in streaks, because there are some years where it's just the opposite, where you have more girls.
Correct. Yeah. It used to be where the girls' team was the powerhouse team, and now it's flipped the switch there. But yeah, the boys we have are doing an awesome job. They've set some really high goals. It seems like daily they walk by that case in the hallway that has all the school records, and they're looking to beat some this year. So, yeah, it's a good goal to have.
You had some that you broke last year, didn't you?
Yes, every year we have some we beat. Sometimes it's their own record from the year before. It's just constantly we stress, improve what you can do and get better.
The Ithaca Western track teams will be at New Lisbon coming up on Saturday. Merchants Bowling League action last night. Bubbling Springs Photography with a 29-72 led the league. Walsh's Ace Hardware a 29-54. The Phoenix Center team won a 28-78. Walsh's Ace Hardware had an 11-46 game. Bubbling Springs Photography a 10-76. And the Phoenix Center team won a 10-17. Top series, Trayton Shep, 691. Chase Keller, a 688. Mike Carpenter had a 664. The best individual game, Trayton Shep, 279. Ken Nix Jr., 247. Chase Keller, Nicole Mottier, and Adam Wilson, all with 246s in the Merchants Bowling League. Veteran right-hander Sonny Gray and three Boston relievers combined to shut out the Brewers 5-0 yesterday. The Red Sox took the series 2 games out of 3. Milwaukee's best chance to score came when it loaded the bases in the 7th with 2 out. Joey Ortiz took a full-count pitch called a ball, but it was overturned on appeal, and the strikeout ended the inning. The Brewers are off today and travel to Washington for a weekend series starting Friday. Yesterday, it was Toronto 4-3 over the Dodgers, Colorado 9, Houston 1, Atlanta 8-2 over the Angels, the Cubs 6, Tampa Bay 2. In the National League, San Diego 8, Pittsburgh 2, San Francisco 5-0 over Philadelphia, Arizona 7, the Mets 2, St. Louis beat Washington 6-1, Miami 7-4 over Cincinnati. In the American League, Cleveland 10-2 over Kansas City, Texas 3, Seattle nothing, Baltimore 5, the White Sox 3, the Athletics 3-2 over the Yankees, and Minnesota beat Detroit 8-6. The Bucks dropped the second game of a back-to-back series Wednesday, 137-111 in Detroit. The Pistons controlled the game all the way. Milwaukee center Jericho Sims had a triple-double with 11 points, 11 rebounds, and 10 assists. Ryan Rollins scored a game-high 23. The Bucks return home for the next-to-last game of the season Friday when the Brooklyn Nets visit the Fiserv Forum. The Wisconsin men's hockey team takes on North Dakota this afternoon in the semifinal round of the NCAA Frozen Four. The Badgers are in pursuit of their 7th national title. They are in the Frozen Four for the 12th time in program history. Coach Mike Hastings talked about the team being focused on winning in Las Vegas.
They understand how important Thursday is to first and foremost themselves, their families, you know, and then the program. And, you know, they want to do this for a lot of reasons. First and foremost, the guys that are in that locker room.
Coach Mike Hastings, the Badger hockey team, will meet the winner of top-seeded Michigan or Denver if they win today. The championship game will take place on Saturday. And Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has signed a bill designed to keep Badger athletics competitive. About $15 million will be available to the state's 3 Division I athletic programs in Madison, Milwaukee, and Green Bay. The money can be used to pay athletes through new revenue-sharing agreements, and it codifies existing rules concerning NIL, name, image, and likeness deals for players. That is an update on sports today. I am Phil Nee.